John F. Kennedy Library, President's Office Files, Presidential Recordings Collection, Meeting Recording Number 18. 34 seconds of this tape have been excised for reasons of national security. The one excision is indicated. For additional information, please see Recording Log Number 18. Excision 1, 34 seconds excised.
Routine mission. don't know. That's the issue. I think the we don't know the whole
thing. I'm just saying the aircraft in international waters may have been blown.
That's right. All I'm suggesting is we not say on an air sample mission. Because I think that this would clearly affect the credibility of the company. It's very likely that he would know that it's not.
Well, would he?
Is their charge, as I understood it, they have charged a rather higher degree of violation than we believe to have occurred in this round. They've talked about 9 minutes.
Well, they talked about 9 minutes, but that may
the point is, there's no photography. That's the key. That's the U2. Now, we just say nighttime, and we leave everybody to conclude that it's not. Unless we wanted at the time to put out background that it wasn't U2. It was obviously at night. No photography was involved. That seems to me that gets away from the U2 idea.
It is a U2.
Because the plane is U2, but it gets away from
mission
what is connected.
It's spy in the sky.
Yeah.
Spy, yeah.
Is he charged with the photography?
No, they didn't. Oh, they didn't.
Just say a U2 reconnaissance.
What was it?
American U2 reconnaissance plane.
Well, it wasn't reconnaissance in it. And the photograph, how do we get that open? Is that the U2?
Then a weather reconnaissance aircraft operated by the United States Air Force.
Why don't we call it a weather reconnaissance?
That would be perfectly all right. As long as you just don't say we're on an air sample mission.
In the northern Pacific. Yeah. It was in the vicinity, was in the area east of Sakhalin at about the time of Spencer Island, so you know, it was not on a photographic mission, period. The pilot aircraft.
It was at night and not on a photographic mission. We want to say that. We want to just have that background when we put it out, when we release this
you
note.
Just say a weather.
Are we planning to release this note?
We'd convert that part of it into a short statement, just the part that I...
I think we could, in a short statement that we put out, say it wasn't photographed because it took place at night.
If you just said a weather reconnaissance airplane operating at night, I think that would take care of it.
Okay, but then I think we can, whoever puts this, the state puts it out, the thing can say it's obviously not U2 because it was happening at night.
Well, the only real problem we have in regard to the public statement is where this plane came from South Korea.
This is
one that we decided the best thing to do is just say we don't say where it came from. Except in the background, to say that it's been announced that there's no U2 operations in Japan. We might have a little trouble with South Korea. So.
Can we see, read that again to us on a second?
A weather reconnaissance aircraft. Operated by
the Khrushchev, or who would this be?
This would be a reply to the note. The statement was then divided in an oral.
The charge contained that the United States Coast Guard was investigation of the vehicle and a few investigation.
The investigation revealed that an unintentional violation may in fact have taken place. A weather reconnaissance aircraft operated by the United States Air Force, in the Northern Pacific. Was in the area east of Sakhalin at about the time specified in the Soviet notes. The question whether we specifically say no photography was involved.
Put in that phrase there, operating at night.
Well, then we're going to background. We've got to say that. We're going to say that here. We have to say it's the Soviets.
The pilot of the aircraft has reported that he was flying a directed course well outside Soviet territorial limits, but encountered severe winds during the nighttime flight. And may therefore have unintentionally overflown the southern tip of Sakhalin. My government has instructed me to state that the policy of the United States government with reference to overflights of Soviet territory has in no way been altered and remains as stated by the President on January 25, 1961. The pilot of the aircraft in question did in fact violate Soviet territory. This act was entirely unintentional and due solely to a navigational error under extremely difficult flying conditions.
Do you want to say every precaution would be taken to prevent a recurrence? See, that gets in the regret enough for that.
This implies as though you hadn't taken it at all. And the cause of this plane was well outside.
I don't understand how this damn thing happened.
Honestly, that every, just restating it, that every precaution would be taken for better recurrence.
Precautions,
every step would be taken.
Precautions are.
Existing precautions, you mean?
Precautions are. Precautions directed earlier by the President to avoid such incidents remain in full effect.
Well, except we've had the incident, so I think we ought to just say, if we're going to say anything, we ought to just say that we're taking every step to cover recurrence.
We could say we're
in effect, is this note, even though we make the statement before the Soviets get a reply?
Why do we
make a statement entirely harmonious?
Isn't it better to have the Soviet